The Giants coming off definitely a disappointing season for them last year, no doubt. And the big question is really the health and how much does he have left in Victor Cruz? Do you see him guaranteed being the starting receiver on the other side of Odell Beckham? And if so, how much do you think he has left in the tank?
You know, I don't think anything's guaranteed. I think the better word to use here is optimistic. I think everybody is optimistic that Victor Cruz has cleared that big hurdle that he wasn't able to clear last year, and that is he was able to get back on the field last week in some limited snaps. If they can get him to about 75% of what he was, that's a bonus for them because, as you know, they have Odell Beckham Jr. They drafted Sterling Shepard. They add a Cruz, you know, Victor Cruz at 75%, who's better than a lot of receivers at 100%, and they really have something going there.
Well, Patricia, I guess if everything goes right, including what you said about Cruz, the Giants are going to have enough guys who can make plays. But it's probably also fair to say if everything's not at optimal performance, there is some questions offensively, no?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the big storylines all summer long has been the play of the offensive line. The offensive line has not been able to open up holes for the running game. The running game has struggled. You know, the quarterbacks have not had time to drop back, scan the field, throw the ball. So they got to get that cleaned up. They're running out of time. As you probably heard, they added Will Beattie back to the mix this week. He had been cut back in February, and they re-signed him. So they're really hoping, keeping their fingers crossed, that once they get into the regular season, they do a little game planning to help mask some of the weaknesses and maybe get some better play from the tight end, that they can get that blocking up front going in the direction it needs to be.
Now, you talk about the offensive line, tackle to tackle. Where are the biggest question marks in your mind? Because like you say, if you can't keep the quarterback vertical and give him time to find those playmakers, you're in a world of hurt, even if those playmakers are there.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest problems have been at the tackles. You know, everybody wants to talk about Marshall Newhouse, who, you know, at this point is what he is in his career. And, you know, he's a journeyman. He gives you his best effort, but, you know, they can do better at that spot. And that's why I think they brought Will Beattie in to compete with him. On the other side, however, they have their first-round pick from last year, Eric Flowers, who has struggled with his technique. His technique has been all over the map. He's had his share of hiccups. I just did a breakdown, as a matter of fact. It's going to run over the weekend on his technique problems, and they really need to get him to bring his game up to the next level because it just hasn't been acceptable this summer.
Patricia Trania joins us breaking down the New York Giants. So you talk about their offensive line and how it has been a struggle for the most part in the preseason. Now, is that just they're not good enough, or are they trying to get more continuity? Have they brought in different blocking patterns? What's been the trouble with the O-line?
I think it's a combination of things. I mean, this is basically the same offensive line that worked together last year. And as you know, last year they had a top 10 overall offense, a top 10 scoring offense. Part of the problem has been the blocking of the tight ends, which has just been non-existent, to be honest with you. Part of the problem has been, you know, with the running backs not seeing the hole. So it's not all on the offensive line, but, you know, it does all start up front. And if you don't have those guys, you know, executing good technique and they're missing blocks, or they're just standing there and letting guys run past them, that's a problem. And, you know, it's something that they keep working on. And you know, another problem they have is they still haven't sorted out their depth issue. You know, they've got a bunch of guys competing for spots. Now, they did trim away some of the guys that, you know, they don't plan to carry. But right now, if you were to ask me to name who the nine guys they're probably going to keep at offensive line, I might struggle to give you all nine guys. I could probably give you maybe six or seven guys, but not nine.
Patricia, what about the running back position? Ben McAdoo said earlier that you know, they're going to try to give Jennings the ball more and see what he can do with it rather than split the carries up. They do have Vereen. You've got Williams, I guess, even Darkwa in a sense. Do you think he'll stick to that, or is Jennings on a really short leash if he can't see them holes and break some runs?
No, I definitely think they're going to stick to that. I mean, Ben McAdoo saw what the four-man committee last year, how it struggled. And it was the intentions were good, and of course the intentions were to keep the running backs healthy. But what good is keeping them healthy if they're not going to be very effective? So instead of trying to pigeonhole guys into certain spots or not having a rhyme or reason on how they distribute the carries, now they have a plan going forward. You know, Jennings is going to be their workhorse. He's going to occasionally be spelled by Andre Williams. Then you're going to have Shane Vereen as your third down back. At some point, the rookie Paul Perkins is going to factor into the mix. And if they decide to keep a fifth guy, I think it's going to be Orleans Darkwell, because I don't think they're going to keep they're not going to keep a fullback on this roster. Nikita Whitlock has already been placed on injured reserve, and I don't think they're going to go out and get another fullback.
So, Patricia, if the offense is likely going to take some time to get its act together, unless something happens magically very quickly, is this defense anywhere good enough to buy them some time?
Oh, let me tell you, this defense is night and day from where it was last year. The defensive front is, if you were to ask me to hand out the most improved unit, I would give to the defensive line. The additions of Damon Harrison and Olivier Vernon have made such a huge difference. I mean, teams cannot run up the middle against that defensive front. And last week, watching Vernon, now, you know, you look at the numbers and you say, well, Vernon's numbers weren't very impressive. But he was getting pressure on the quarterback. He was penetrating into the backfield and disrupting things. And then you throw in Jason Pierre-Paul, who seems to be a little bit more comfortable now that he has, you know, that he doesn't have that club on that right hand anymore. And the return of a healthy Jonathan Hankins, and that defensive front is just going to be everybody's best friend. It's going to cure a lot of issues on that team, including for the back end, because now it'll give the cornerbacks and safeties an opportunity to get into positions to maybe make more plays.
Yeah, they're likely not going to have to cover as long either, which will help any secondary guy. It doesn't matter who they are. Patricia Trania joins us from Inside Football, the Sports Exchange, breaking down the New York Giants. Eli Manning, hey, you need a quarterback, and Eli Manning's one of those quarterbacks. Despite two Super Bowls, some people still look as, well, you know, how good is he going to be? His numbers last year, despite the losses, weren't that bad. I know he has a penchant at time to throw interceptions, but Will, is this offense going to be any different? Do you think we will see him go to Odell Beckham Jr. even more and use that great catching ability?
I think what we're going to probably see, what they would like to see, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it, but I think what they would like to do is take more shots down the field. They weren't able to do that last year because of the offensive line not being able to hold its blocks. If they can get better blocking up front, and that includes the tight ends, the backs, and whatnot, I think you're going to see them take a few more shots down the field than they did last year. And that's where, you know, Odell Beckham is going to be very exciting to watch. That's where Sterling Shepard's going to be very exciting to watch. And if Victor Cruz, like I said, can show that he's at least 75% of what he once was, it's just going to be a fun offense to watch.
Where do you see them in the division?
You know, I don't see them at the bottom, so that's the good news. I would say I could see them maybe going challenging for first place in the division. I think it's going to be between them and Washington. Philadelphia right now, you know, they've got to get their quarterback situation settled. And plus, once you know, even once Carson Wentz returns, they're going to have a rookie in there. The Cowboys are a mess right now between the suspensions and the injuries, you know, the injury to Romo. I mean, this kid Dak Prescott looks good, but let's see him do it in real time. So I think if the Giants can stay healthy, they can conceivably challenge for the NFC East this year.
Patricia, really great breakdown. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
Thank you so much.